Greetings from Chile. Patricia Zarraga, a devotee from San Diego, Chile, spent last year in New York City. Several times a week, she would travel by subway from Manhattan to Queens and visit the New York Arunachala Ashrama. Patricia easily settled into the flow of ashrama life, working on Spanish translations of books and videos, enthusiastically attending the Veda Parayanas and meditations, and befriending devotees and guests with her cheerfulness and natural devotion. After returning to Chile in September, she sent us this poetic narration of her observations. The letter is an intimate glimpse into the New York ashrama life, which also reflects the clarity and sincerity of the writer. Ellen Barrett and Evelyn Sapphire translated it from Spanish. San Diego is warm these days. The spring has distinguished itself by filling the all-pervasive cement of the city with colorful flowers. Remembering, I'm always remembering you all. Dennis, with his tranquility, responding with a smile, feeding his flying sadhus, cooking his luxurious cauliflowers on the day he fixes lunch, and above all, nourishing all of those present who, with their questions, seek something more than words. That is to say, those of us who are seeking silence alone. That silence was the best nourishment I found there in the ashrama, set in the midst of the New York of innumerable sirens and a thousand disturbances. I will not forget his evening pradakshina of the hill of Arunachala of Queens. Dennis walks in the evenings, whether in New York or traveling abroad. He is always there, writing the story of the only journey, that of the heart. I also remember Evelyn meditating and accompanying with her voice the morning songs, also tea at dawn, reading the words that bind to our minds, that intangible essence which Bhagavan gives to us as a gift. I remember as well her moving from one activity to another, whether correcting her students' work, meditation, school, home, car, and I can't leave out her boiling yoga classes. Your conversation, your quest, your meeting. I remember Paul following his interior high road while caressing a cat or sharing in a Friday puja, skimming the newspaper or immersed in his palette of harmonious and cosmic colors. Nong, arriving with steps shaken from the subway, taking from his knapsack some new outline for a CD, his great desire to get just the right answer from Dennis, his natural transparency that can't hide anything, M dash, even his dream of meeting the perfect woman that morphs immediately into its opposite, his other dream of being a solitary sadhu, abiding in the totality of his inner being. Also present before me is Gita's daily arrival with her orderliness and silence, showing herself a little close and a little distant, but always there, inside herself, her cataloging work and her frugality, her discriminating analysis of texts, her knowledge of Indian languages juxtaposed to her Occidental outlook, order immersed in his computers, going over infinite numbers of intangible systems on the net, trying to put quantum chaos in order. The same human being who, by some very personal law of physics, bounds up the stairs two at a time to receive those who had just arrived. I remember him always scrupulously cleaning the hidden edges of the kitchen that nobody ever sees, or driving his car with four pairs of glasses that appear from and disappear into different pockets of his jacket, while Krishna Das pours from the windows. Kumal, arriving with his suitcase, very organized to spend several days each month, his cans of spina and his powerful singing voice, his lively recollections of the time when he knew Ramana, his hands moving to the rhythm of his heart as his eyes are made moist by Arunachala. The trips to Washington that we made together, Mamta and Prakash, the warm and loving reception every time we arrived as a group at their house, organizing meals and beds, smiling, decorating the temple, their children singing and playing. Every meeting was simultaneously a satsang and a warm family welcome in the forest-surrounded home. Nitya and Anand, in that profound ceremony when their daughter turned one, their son running around by the patio, and his grandmother receiving him with a big smile. The ceremony was an unforgettable entry of a little girl into the embrace of the one, a beautiful family that always opens its heart. I recall as well the president with his big smile, looking upon each one of his grandchildren and at his wife, caring attentively for the little one in her arms, both sharing in devotions with the devotees during the trip. How well I remember the last trip we took together, when the smile of sweet Natasha awakening to a different life after her father remained forever at Arunachala was engraved on my heart. I remember those who frequently attended the pujas, Vaidyanathan and Raksha, present every Friday, offering their songs and their rich dishes, great conversations at the satsang, always attentive about taking me to the subway in the car. Hena, with her big-eyed gaze, surrounded by her large family, the littlest of her daughters curled up asleep in her skirts. Ramesh, moving, singing, helping to serve, attending to everything, and Shivakami, his mother, always present at each ceremony. Savitri and Mohan, with their profound conversations and rich dishes, while Radha, their daughter, grows up and adapts to North American life. Margot, coming and going with her mysterious smile or scanning an image into the computer. Peter, straight back, reciting Vedic chants to the rhythm of the breeze and stone of Arunachala. Chris, arriving Tuesday night as if he would come back from a trip all the way around the world, or on another day at the temple, with teary eyes, talking about his first trip to Arunachala, as he holds his son in his arms, smiling Guru Prasad, studying for his exam, or cutting his birthday cake. Dinesh, the friend who, before leaving for India in August, told us how he had found his beloved Dick arriving from Chicago after a long farewell to Olivia at Arunachala. Janet, arriving from Florida with her intense gaze. Darlene from Canada, whom I never met personally but ever present. And all the others whose names I don't remember, only their dear words, their presence. From this distance, in the shadow of the noble peaks of the Andes. I would like to thank each one of you for having been able to enjoy your company during the year I spent in New York. It was a beautiful and profound experience of great transcendence in my life. Thank you for the words. Thank you for the silence in Bhagavan. Patricia Zarraga, San Diego de Chile, 21st October 2003.